This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMN, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Good afternoon, folks. We appreciate you joining us. This is Roy Jones, the white guy.
And I'm Will Hardy, the black guy.
Will, it's so good to see you. I haven't seen you in several weeks. It's good to be face-to-face after all that we're in the middle of right now in our country.
I know, you know, all this coronavirus and COVID-19 and all the names that they're giving it. You know, and when you go back and you just look at history, I'm reminded of the in the 1300s, mid-1300s, when we had the bubonic plague, you know, and the bubonic plague, I mean, it killed millions, you know. And the thing about it is we didn't, of course, back then have the vaccines that we have today.
Right.
And see, and all of that is, I think, due to just the Lord blessing man with the knowledge, you know, to come up with these things, because without the vaccines that we had, you know, to take care of the SARS and the MERS and the Ebola and all the other things that's coming, you know, that has come and will come
in the future.
Yes. God had given us knowledge, and millions would have died over this, I think, if God did not intervene. And I think he is intervening because of the prayers of the saints.
Well, I think that's a good point, Will. I think there's still yet some more bottoming out, if you will, to occur. I think we're seeing that certainly the way the growth rate's going and things are starting developing. And you mentioned the role of the father in this, and that's what we want to talk about today. And I believe we've got Nikita Koloff. Nikita, are you there with us?
Good evening, gentlemen. I am here. Hey, I heard you say you're face-to-face. Just don't keep that six-foot distance, though, okay?
Yeah, I think we're at 4.655, I think. I haven't actually. I need to check my digital calculator. So Keith's got to keep it straightened out in here. So, but
get
hey,
that measuring tape out.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, Nikita. We are excited to have you with us for part one through four over the next several weeks. So this will be part one. But Nikita, why don't we just open up, get your view on what's going on right now in the country and across the globe, and just kind of your take on it. And then let's kind of come back to Scripture and Mark, and let's talk about Mark 13 and a few other things that we all have on our hearts today.
Well, and it's always great to be with you guys. I appreciate you. Appreciate the invitation and just be a part of your show and a voice for those out there in the listening audience. It's just interesting. As I was just listening to your opening, it's just very interesting times in which we're living, and you know, as I have spent with all of this lockdown, I don't know, a lot of different words we can call it, right? Stay at home, you know, stay in, lockdown, and all of that. Obviously, it's given an ample amount of time to a lot of folks to hopefully do some self-reflection, some introspection, and just kind of take an inventory of their own lives, in addition to the opportunity to spend more time with family, maybe get off the phone, get off the... I see it, and guys, you'll have to forgive me in a sense. I like to call myself the eternal optimist. And so with all the negativity and all the I feel the fear that's being attempting to be instilled in so many people, and in many cases succeeding, as people are freaking out, I'm going to hopefully bring a little silver lining to the dark black cloud that hangs over our globe, by saying this. We can certainly focus on the virus, talk all day long about the virus, focus on, you know, all the negative stuff, or we can accept it for what it is and say, okay, what can I do with this extra time that I've now been allotted? How can I better use my time with the time I now have. And so family, you know, time in the Word, time in prayer, praying for our nation, praying for people around the world, praying for families who've lost loved ones, praying for those who've contracted the virus, and just really pressing in. And my hope is, coming out of this, and time will tell, coming out of this, will people just a year from now, 2 years from now, revert back into the same old routine they were? Or will they see life from a different perspective, make some changes now, and those changes will become permanent for them in the future? That's a few opening thoughts on my part.
Well, you know, Nikita, I was it's strange that you should say that, in a sense, because I was talking to a property manager who manages the building where we hold our church services. And, you know, she was saying how because of, you know, this month and the way the owner is looking at the situations and the tenants that's in that building, and through no fault of their own, that she was going to waive the April's lease payment, you know. And then she said, basically, well, we're going to work our way through this. And so that sort of got me to thinking. And so I asked her, I said, how can we get through this if it wasn't for God giving us direction? Because she knows I'm a pastor, giving us direction, giving us guidance, giving us instruction, giving us wisdom, giving us a sense of understanding that this virus that we're in now, it's bigger than man. And so when I asked her the question, she said, well, you're right. And I think she didn't have any words to really come back and say, you know, anything otherwise. So, you know, that, and then I asked her, I said, so what do you think will happen after a month or two goes by? And she said basically the same thing that you said, is that people will more than likely, well, you asked the question, but people will more than likely go back after a few weeks or a month, they'll go back and start doing those same things that they did before and forget about all of the crisis that they just went through. And the for the believers, it's God giving them that assurance that I'm here and I'm your covering, and there's nothing that can harm you because you're in the hands of the Father.
No, that's very good, Will. It's interesting because if we look back at 9/11, right? 9/11, how it, just across the U.S. and even some other countries where people were supporting us through that terrible time, all of America, you could, I would say probably 6 or 7, maybe even 8 out of 10 households had a flag out in front of their house or had a flag stuck on their car to remember those that had died and to pull us together as one country. You know, probably no less than 2 years later, most of those flags were down, with the exception of those that were there before 9/11, who had the flags up before 9/11. So it returned back to a steady state as it was, with a few exceptions, and I think that's right. I'm chiming in with Nikita here. I hope that families will pull together, families will come back to the altar. Men will start to lead their families back to the altar, because God is sitting on the throne and he's allowed this to happen so that we will, and those that are not following him will either decide to follow him, and those who've gotten away from him will turn back and start drawing closer to him.
It's a wake-up call.
It is.
I'll chime in on that. I 100% agree. You know, Roy just said, you know, God's allowed this to happen. He didn't create it, but he's certainly allowing it to happen as a wake-up call, I believe, wholeheartedly, I believe, both for the believers and even for those who are not believers, not followers of Jesus. You know, I told my children, I told all of them, I said, well, what a great opportunity for us to put into action what we say we believe. Okay, hey. You say you believe in the Word of God. You say you believe what this Bible says. Okay, well, here's your test. Let's find out whether you do or you don't, right? And the other thought, Roy, you're right. The only thing you left out there in your description of 911 was how packed the churches were for 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Exactly.
and then how they kind of dissipated as well, right? So
yes.
But again, on a positive note, even though the church doors are currently, you know, the buildings are currently closed, you know, I was on a part of a book club. We do a call once a month from book writers around the world, and we had a special speaker on Tuesday morning, and he teaches Sunday school, and he's done it for many years. And they said, hey, you're going to do Sunday school online this week? And he's like, well, never have. Not sure I know how, but I'll figure it out. And he did. All that to say, he ended up having 500 people from all over the world.
Wow.
Dial in for his Bible study. And so hopefully seeds are being planted. People who might not otherwise go to a church are tuning in online, and the word is getting, the seed is getting sown, and the word is going forth, and that maybe perhaps and the kingdom will be expanded through all this.
Yes, and I agree, Nikita, because, you know, people have a tendency in catastrophe to come together, because when we look at it from that humanitarian standpoint, they say, well, it's the human thing to do. But see, we who know the truth, and the truth has set us free from this, we understand again that God has allowed certain things to occur so that he can get our attention, and we can come back, you know, to the understanding that it is not about us, number one, and things that we cannot control, or we get into that unknown, people have a tendency to fear the unknown. And see, so when these different type of viruses and things like this happen or come about, then they don't understand why, so they get afraid.
Right.
No, that's excellent. Excellent. We're getting ready to come up here on break for just a couple moments. But Nikita, we want to thank you again for joining us.
Absolutely.
And this is a great opportunity, folks. We know there's a lot of uncertainty out there. We're here to provide, you know, what God's given on our hearts and placed on our hearts to share with you about remaining calm, but also to chase back and start turning towards God. And we're excited to have you with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the coronavirus and the impact in our country and across the world. And we've got our guest, Nikita Koloff, with us. And my name is Roy Jones. Back to part two with Will Hardy. And thank you so much for being a part of this show today. And back to what we were talking about, Nikita. Your point was that, and the last things you said was about the churches being filled those last several weeks after 9/11. How everybody just flooded to the church. And Will had commented on how people draw together during distress and those things that are going on in people's lives. It tends to pull people together. Many hands make little work, right? And also, but when we're hurting or we're uncertain, it's good to be surrounded by folks that we're like-minded. And so, Nikita, with that, well, go ahead, Nikita. I was getting ready to turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm reminded, actually it's kind of the Will's point. I just finished the book of Judges, right? Now I'm jumping into Samuel, you know, working my way through the Bible, again this year, and my gosh, I mean, the if history is evidence of the future, then we really shouldn't be surprised that people fall back into their old lifestyles, into their old patterns, because the Israelites were evidence of that. You read the book of Judges and other books of the Old Testament, and you'll see where there was the cycle of sin, and then they get exiled to Babylon or to the Philistines, or all these different nations. They get exiled. You know, God's like, okay, that's how you want to live. Here you go. And then 20, 30, 50 years later, they cry out to God. Mm-hmm. And of course, he steps in his sovereignty, and he brings a judge, or brings them out, and it sets them back into place. And before long, they're back into their idol worship. They're back into the, right? So in a sense, you shouldn't be surprised if people do fall back into their old ways. But that said, my emphasis, my hope is, like, even shutting down sporting arenas, and not only that, guys, you think about this, so not only sporting arenas and theaters and arts and entertainment and all that, but bars, strip clubs, what about the casinos, mm-hmm. gambling, sex trafficking, mm-hmm. all of those things are being impacted by this. So in the name of Jesus, some of those who've been caught up in all that, mm-hmm. in Jesus' name, hopefully are being set free.
Exactly. You know, that's a very, very good point. I mean, it's a really good point, because what, you know, and I never looked at it that way, to be honest, because, you know, all of the things that when we get together as born again believers, you know, we tend to concentrate on things that we need to do for the kingdom of God, and not necessarily looking at the things that are going on around us
that in the secular world, yeah.
that are being impacted, yeah. by this very same thing. And it goes back to, you know, God reigns on the just as well as the unjust.
Yes, yes.
So we are being impacted as born again believers, you know, with respect to all of the other things, the necessities that we need to have. You know, we need to go out to the grocery store, get food, get gasoline for our cars and things like that. But again, in the end, if we keep our faith in God and stand on his word, we cannot be defeated.
You know,
Go ahead, Roy.
No, go ahead, Nikita.
Well, I feel like potentially, Lord said something to me at the beginning of the year. We had a revival at my home church, The Refuge, in Kannapolis, North Carolina, and we had some amazing speakers in from all over the country, and there were several nuggets of truth that I walked away with. The one, you know, the story of Naomi and Ruth, how Ruth clung to Naomi, and the Lord said, mm-hmm. no matter what, cling to Jesus, mm-hmm. no matter what, you know, and before any of this unfolded, right? And mm-hmm. then the second night, my takeaway was, the Lord said, hey, 100 years ago was the roaring 20s, but Nikita, you've been plowing, breaking ground, sowing seed all these years. This is going to be a decade of soaring 20s for you, not roaring, and you're going to see a harvest of souls. Mm. And then the night three was Elijah put a new mantle on Elijah, and the Lord said, I've put a new mantle on you with a, not only a double portion, and double blessing, but I'm expanding your vision. I'm doubling your vision to include this whole entire decade. So I, again, believe, mm-hmm. potentially, if believers will, mm-hmm. if believers will step up, and Roy, you said if men will man up, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. we have an incredible opportunity to share our stories, to share our testimonies, and this could be the beginning of this great awakening, the next mm-hmm. that we're talking about, the next great revival, next great awakening, the harvest. This could be the beginning of that if the church will wake up.
That's fantastic, Nick. I agree with you. That is what is on the cusp. If people will just start stepping out, like we always say, if we will step out in the natural and let God do what he does best in the supernatural, mm-hmm. that means people are going to be more receptive. Folks, if you're listening and you've decided, hey, there is something to all of this, that it's time I need to start sharing my faith and sharing how I love the Lord, God will honor that. And all these people out there that don't know the Lord are sitting there saying, why is what's happening? You know, But as I'll promise you, if there was people that were the unbelievers out there who said there is no God, to see how quick this thing has unfolded in a matter of, what, 5 months, I guess it is, mm-hmm. that how quickly this thing has moved across the globe, then that has got to make even the strongest atheists sit back and say, there may be something to this God thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Nick, you were talking about in the Old Testament. I was listening to Dr. Evans earlier, and he quoted some scripture and was talking about this topic, and he was in 2 Chronicles 15, and I want to read something to us and bring up for us to talk about a little bit, to your point earlier. Is in 15, I'll start with verse 2. He went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. In those days, it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Well, I mean, think about what we're in the middle of.
Mm-hmm.
Back to our point earlier. God didn't make it happen. He's allowed it to happen because he's put us in distress, as Dr. Evans was talking about, and what the scriptures tell us about. We're in distress, and we've been put in distress, and we've been allowed to get into distress because of what has happened, I think, globally, because we've turned away from heaven, turned away from God.
That's right.
Holistically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Many believers are still growing and going, but holistically, we have turned away from the Father.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Roy, when you said that, it reminds me of that individual who is out there who might say, "Why is God allowing this to happen?" See, and if you ask that question, then you are the one who need to seek God.
Exactly.
Amen. You need to seek God, because that question is being stirred in you for a reason. And so you're asking, why is God allowing this to happen? Turn to God and then let God show you in his word how man has drifted away from God, as you read there in 2 Chronicles, 14. So, yes, turn to God, seek his face. And the scriptures tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. He'll forgive their sin and he will heal their land. So that's it. That sums it up.
Nick.
Yes, sir.
Any added thoughts? We're coming in close to end of the show. Before I moved in, I wanted to see if you had any other thoughts as well. Building on what you were saying about the Old Testament, and when God, they would move away from God, pray to him, turn back to him, he comes back to him. You know, we have a forgiving and loving God. Do you have any closing thoughts on program one?
Well, I would just encourage everybody listening out there. I mean, if you're already a Christ follower, let me challenge you. You're already a Christ follower, step up, step out, start sharing your story. And your story is simply your testimony. How did God change your life? What was life before Jesus came into your life? When was that moment of transformation, redemption? And then what's your life been like since then? If you're not a believer out there and you're just tuning into this station today, then as Will said, you're seeking questions. You're asking questions, seeking for answers. Well, open the Word of God and or find a believer who can share their story and what he's done for them and what he can do for you. And I encourage you, surrender your life to Jesus.
Well, folks, let me just read this last scripture again. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him. And he was found by them. He was found. So, folks, if you're wondering what and why and how, all you need to do is turn towards the Father. He's waiting on you with open arms. He's not going to force himself on you, but he's waiting on you with open arms.
And there is no place where you can find the love, the comfort, and ultimately the joy in salvation is when you give your life to Jesus Christ and you start serving Him today. This fear that you experiencing right now, you don't have to have it if you're an unbeliever. If you're a believer and you have fear, then look toward God to have Him remove this fear, because we are not the people who should be fearing.
Thank you, Will. And folks, if you're listening to the show today and you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, just admit being a sinner. Recognize that Jesus Christ is your Savior. He rose on the third day so that you would have eternal life. Ask Him to come into your heart and repent from your sins and start following Him. Get in a body of fellowship somewhere close by. And if you don't have a body of fellowship, contact us here at the show and we'll connect you with somewhere close to you. We thank you so much for joining us. Nick, if you'll stay with us, we'll chat with you for a moment or two here and we'll be back in touch very soon. And as a reminder, we do our Talk of Men's Breakfast the first and third Fridays when we're back on deck, when we get out of this quarantine, if you will. So please join us at First Christian Church in Kernersville, North Carolina, the first and third Friday mornings at 7 a.m. And we have a hard stop at 8 a.m. so that you can get on with your day. Thank you again so much for joining us. God bless each of you, and please, please stay safe.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.